Okay, the first question about the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the ummah being split, and is it too late to rectify? The reality is, this is something, you have another hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that he requested from his Lord that his ummah would never be divided, and that Allah azza wa jalla did not grant that to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the ummah being divided, what is upon the believer? It's not upon the believer to rectify the ummah. What's upon the believer is to be with those who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed that they are the saved sect, and they are the ones that are upon that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon and his companions. So look for the group which is pleasing to Allah. Look for the group that implements the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, starting from tawheed, adherence to the Quran, adherence to the authentic sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as it was understood by the greatest of people, and that is the Sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What should be the focal point of the Muslim is to look for that group, is to look for, to diligently look for that group, and to be a part of that group, be a part of that sect. And the reality is, bringing rectification to the ummah is not something that is accomplishable, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that it would happen. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that Allah azza wa jalla did not grant his ummah, the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, unity. It was something that was not granted to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that dua. So it's upon the believer to focus on that which he has the ability to, and that is to be amongst the safe sect. We ask Allah azza wa jalla to make us from amongst those.